There are two changes. One is to switch delegation 3A. Really be a new business.
Pai e me lekto amma ela le utelune nota pejosan
10 to 20 year plan
e halune atorele rene kolino avatino akaro no pamnaute ta kona magaja holu ke pe after suju khate me shapet ai pejo khate me smith
thank you for your name comments or questions how to shapet kutu salone
khate me utenu.
All those in favor?
Namasakta.
Okay, we can move right into declaration of interest. Are there any declarations? Councillor Smith, you're okay?
Councillor Smith, you're okay?
Noting none, we'll move right to number five, new business.
Apex
Bridge and Tammy, I think you can come to Mike. Welcome.
Tammy.
Just hold on one sec till I turn on your mic.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. So I'm here on behalf of the Engineering and Capital Improvements Department. Consulting on behalf of the city. I don't know if you guys can see the slides or have the slides. For the agenda today, the presentation will cover the results of the traffic study that was conducted.
Do we need it shared? We all have it in front of us.
Right?
Okay.
Everyone has the presentation, correct?
Yeah.
David, were you going to share the screen?
David, I would shout to Nakawi.
David, go ahead.
David.
Sorry, are you asking me?
Asking if you were going to share your screen with the presentation, yes.
Where you wanted me to do that, but I can pull the presentation.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you, David.
Push
the mic button again. Tammy, we can start again.
Perfect. So following the traffic study,
how the
volume of the vehicle traffic and pedestrian the initial assumption from our stage was that the anticipated volume of
traffic was low,
with the range of 200 to 400 vehicles. But given the reported volume,
1,500
full representation of the maximum anticipated volume of vehicles that will be using Apex Drive or Apex Bridge. Sorry. Using the traffic volume. And from the feedback from the planning department,
there is currently no anticipated expansion,
so we were able to go ahead with just using the traffic volume to cover
the design option.
And there is potential of creating new traffic operations that currently don't exist in that
area.
Are there questions from council? Kim, are you okay?
Kim, how are you?
Go ahead, Kim.
Ati Kim.
Yeah, I'm just curious what the if we were to go with option three, what was the lifespan of
this new bridge?
Thank you. Tammy, do you want to answer that?
David, turn your mic on. What
I'll take
that
question to David.
David,
perfect. David, yeah, go ahead.
David,
you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. All three options would be designed in accordance with the Canadian Highway Bridge Design Code.
Good. My only question, I guess, would be would be budgeted out of next year's budget. This is not coming out of the
budget. My understanding is that the decision on the direction to go ahead with this bridge design would then allow the design to proceed next year with the following year. Is that correct? Is that your understanding? No, David, go ahead then.
That's correct. The design to be completed this year, and the construction performed next year. Exactly, in 2022.
Thank you for that. The capital budget is still in development for 2023. So
2023.
For Amy, if we were to make a recommendation, say, tonight to council, it's not yet budgeted for next year, this would then make it reasonable. This is something that we can look into in the budget.
I can't make any promises right now.
So are you suggesting that it would be prudent to take this information and not make any decisions after we've done the budget?
I think that the most important thing tonight is to proceed with a recommendation to council on the direction or which option to proceed with, to allow the design to be completed.
Councillor Shepherd, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well,
I fully anticipate the overall capital somewhat ballooning costs. I do think this is going to be a bit more expensive than what we have here. However, pedestrian crossing. We're looking at a 75-year minimum lifespan. There's no reason to save $500,000 and have a budget. I would move to recommend to council to proceed on the path towards option
three.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Is there a seconder to that motion? Councillor Natak,
second.
Thank you,
Councillor
Natta. We're unanimous in house. Thank you very much for the presentation tonight. Thank you for joining us on the phone. Michael, Jose, and David.
Thank you.
we should defer this item, and we can
certainly discuss this in terms of any.
This is, was raised by Mayor Bell more than
once.
To the agenda. He asked me to speak to him. But he would like a plan for our road maintenance of our road station that we put down since 2008, I think it was, when the original paving program happened. Myself being on council, but when council
was
there, so we invested a lot of money into the roads since that paving program began. Some of those roads have lasted
more than a year. That
plan...
1,500 vehicles that drive, you know, to Apex every single day, which is a significant amount of traffic, and that also includes our city vehicles. Like, our roads are atrocious, which leads to maintenance costs for the city, also the cost of bringing things here up here. Not to mention the maintenance costs that it costs our actual citizens as well, when we have very few options for mechanical services in town. I would like to see city staff put together a 5 or 10, 20-year plan, and not just to maintain currently paved, but for all of them, because it's getting to the point where it's they've been graded so many times that you're hitting boulders. I think it's gone on a little bit too long to keep pushing it.
So. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Shepherd.
Good to meet you, Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support the idea wholly. This is not the conversation on based on a verbal. There's work that needs to go into pursue. I would be interested in seeing
a presentation
from to guide the discussion. It's a motion to direct administration to
Minister President
on options in the future, by all means. An
important
topic like this cannot
be discussed in the
merits of our
roads.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor
Nata.
I appreciate that comment.
I
makes sense. Councillor Curley. Councillor
Curley.
Not a hunter, but
I'm going to ask you to come
by boat. Using the road from there to the new port
tulak tak wing mot
pakiano
ama sigja mi tak wane tulak tak wing
as a passenger
ikiu glunga aku tiung tunga it kapu anak to unga si atu atu aganga
back and forth
utak tau yakata katak si matilunga umeang mi sunga
I thought I would flip off. Like, I'm very light, so...
Okay, to go yago gaba.
But that sort of
time
ride to me, I think we need to look at that area as well. Going to the...
Tulak takwing mo.
The new area that we...
Tana, tulak takwili o. Weo jo, ako te piung ito arong mo.
That's all I wanted to
do.
I thank you, Councillor Curley, and I don't like to admit to riding the lawn. I think you're not supposed to ride in the boat, but my granddaughter was riding in the boat as we came back. It's within a boat with
boat
trailer. It's a very, very bumpy road as compared to
Lightyear.
I think Amy wants to talk a bit about the
proposal that's in the
Yes, things, and that road is Akilik Drive.
First
of all, the city has submitted widening, kind of pull off a couple of pull off areas. And you may recall that council and in addition to that, just another reminder operating a plant, if you will, or options parking lots, etc.
Thank you, Amy. And just quickly before we go to Councillor
Nutta,
that granular material that we use on the roads and the bridges, is it the same material for the landfill, or do we use different granular material for each?
We use different granular material for different applications. So the granular material used on the roads is Class A material, and the material used on the landfill. I would call it improvements to the landfill that
you see
granular. That is reclaimed material from another city project from the operations center.
We were able to remove that material
and utilize it on the landfill.
Thank you for that. Councillor Nata?
Oyanami, Katima Yunata.
Ila Dr. Fenger, but of course, I'll take in an artisitana. Take no deliver at one meet you now, Mamma. Ningwaruka, Kimmo Walter, you were a wing material. Then, Kay's a cool up a winging curative. They were dropped.
Come up with a real plan.
Isha Maggie Yaksami
about the improvements that are coming
to the work as well as even more improvements that come
up. Amy, the drainage, new drainage that you see along the main road,
as
we call it, Royal Bank building, and then down at, as we've done
Royal Bank, Igloo Yanga Takanagaya, Tamako, Kugwe, Nuitanak Sauli,
and is that meant to improve or solve some of the pothole problems
that stretch of road?
So that reprofiling of the ditches was part of that project and the drainage master plan a couple of years ago. So we are working on
Awaiting presentation of our transportation master plan still. Former deputy mayor now, MLA Brewster, has brought to
Amy, do you have a response to that?
Same thing on the Carlo. This was a part of the item.
I
think that answers your question, and in my opinion, we should let this go and we'll deal with it knowing that all of us are interested in improvements in the roads, but also in
our
I'm going to go to the interpreters.